They have two sets. Okay. We are... Perfect. Okay. It's Chav Zayin Ir. And we are up to Rav Gimel. The Gemara started off. Rav Papa made a comment. And yesterday's Gemara and today's entire Gemara is going to try to work out to explain his comment. He said that by the tools of others, some are the Kiyetzi and some are not. We're trying to work out which are Kiyetzi, which are not Kiyetzi. So we are up to right now. We explained what Keren is. It's a Keren. Keren, we have a principle in any... The animal, the damage of the same principle which is covered. Nosan lahazi, intention was to cause damage, and there's no benefit to it whatsoever, and it's out of the ordinary. That's keren. That is not a tool again. That is keren. So we said maybe he means shem v'regel. So we started saying where did he learn shem v'regel from? It says v'shilach. It says in the pasuk over there that the person kiyave yisod keren v'shilach is bira. Shilach, we said he sends it by foot and he ruins it. Ubiyav the achad is using his teeth, and then you have to pay. So that's how you know Shem Regel. And we know Shilach means we brought Pasuk Mashalchi Regel Shor Chamay, which means Regel, and Kashi Yivayit HaGolal Zatumay, that means Shen. So now the Gemara is going to analyze, before we get back to whether the tools are the same, we're going to analyze it. Oh, Mama, you said V'Shilach Zua Regel. You said what it says in Pasuk, V'Shilach Ez Be'ira, it means, and cause damage through Regel. V'Cheinu Oymen, you brought Pasuk Mashalchi Regel Shor Chamay, that'll send in over there the feet of the Shor Chamay, and it says Mashalchi, it says Regel. Time with the cost of Rahman and Mishalchi Regular Shechamoy. The only reason why we know Shilach is regular is because he had that other pasuk that says Mishalchi Regular Shechamoy. He loved Hachi, he had not before that other pasuk. But my Mukmilah, what else would you have learned Vishilach is Be'irai means? E Keren, if it's from a Keren Ksiva, he says Kiyigach. E Shen, if it's Shen Ksiva, it says a Be'ir is the Achen. And he consumed that says Shen. What else? If I didn't have the pasuk Mishalchi Regel Shor V'Chamoy, and I have a pasuk V'Shilach Es Be'irai, what else could it mean? What other kind of damage could you have caused? Itzich, we need it. I would have thought that two kinds of teeth. Itzich Salke Dat Ramin. I would have thought Idi V'Idi Hashem. I would have thought we're talking about two different ways of damaging with teeth. And over here the Mechal Yekan. Over here talking about where you ate or consumed. This is how Rashi learns. Take it differently. You consumed the entire. No, if we would have thought Vishilach is talking about one kind of shen, or be it achrim, another kind of shen. There's two kinds of shen. One where you just eat the top of the vegetables or the grass, and the other one is you eat it together with the roots. Mechal yakani, you completely destroy it with the roots, and hadalay mechal yakani. And I would have thought that therefore, kamashalon, that no. And I have a pasuk that Vishilach is referring to what? It's turning to shiregel, not talking about shen at all. Says Gemara, Vahash to the kim na regel. So now that you're telling me that it's talking about regel, which means you only left with one pasuk for shen, so maybe shen taki not chayv unless you mechal yakan, you completely destroy the vegetable there, including the roots. But maybe taki if you only destroy the top of it, you're not chayv. Shen deloy mechal yakan minolon. How do you taki know that shen where he doesn't completely destroy it? How do you know you're chayv? Says the Gemara, how do you know? Because doom the regel in this very pasuk it says regel and shen. So let's look at regel. By regel, there's no difference how he tramples. He ruins it. Ma regel loishna mechal yakan, because doesn't it seem why? Why by Shen do you think it means Mechal Yekana? Because the word that the Torah uses to bring out Shen is Ubiyed. Ubiyed sounds like completely destroyed. So therefore I would have thought that Shen is a Chayv Mechal Yekana. By Regel doesn't use the word Biyed, so therefore by Regel, why should it be a Chiluk Mechal Yekana not? And since in the same passage you have Regel and Shen, so just like Regel is no different Mechal Yekana not, Shen also no different. Loishna, Loi Mechal Yekana, Avshen Loishna Mechal Yekana, Shen Loi Mechal Yekana. Okay, let's continue further. Okay, I understand why you know that it's an ego. Now let's look also, you said Shen. You brought it out. How do you know that would be it? Mean Shen, because it says, Kashi Yivara Gol, it's a tumor. That's the pasuk you brought. Had it not been for that pasuk, what would you have thought would be it with means? What other kind of ego is there? What else could it have meant? That's what you said. Let me ask a question. Because you have that extra pasuk. Had it not been for that pasuk, it seems like you wouldn't have thought it was Shen. What else would you have thought of Maya Kim Delay? What else would you have learned it? Eat Keren, if it's Keren, Ksiv. If it's Keren, everybody says, but Vikiyigach. Irregul Ksiv as well. Then Itzich. I would have thought that two kinds of regal. How could there be two kinds of regal? I would have thought, there's two kinds of regal. The first part of the puzzle is talking about Vishilach. Maybe when are you responsible? Only if you're the one who pushed your animal, you egged him on. Yeah, you egged him on, okay, and he caused damage, you're responsible. If the animal went on his own, who said you're responsible? So therefore, I would have thought you need two parts of regal. In fact, Gemara knew now that we're using this pasuk not for regel, but for shen. How do you take no regel the ozel meili chayv? The hash luki shen regel the meili minol hayno. Everything Gemara do me the shen. Just like by shen, it makes absolutely no difference whether the you sent it or not. The main thing by shen is that it enjoys it. And also, because by shen doesn't say anywhere with v'shilach, so by shen makes no difference if it went on its own or you sent it. Do me the shen, and the same pasuk. You have shen, you have a regel. Ma shen lo yitzna shulcha 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 lo yitzna dozna meile. Have a regel shulcha lo shulcha dozna meile. Freddy gemore. Licht of rachmana v'shilach. L'chayde, the word v'shilach actually can mean say regel, like you just said. M'shalach a regel shulcha meile. But there's another pasuk where you find v'shen behemes ha-shalach bam. We find the word shalach by shen as well. So why can't the Torah just say v'shilach as b'iroi? And we would say incorporate both. Shilach v'loy boy beer. We don't need beer. The mashma regel, mashma shen, mashma regel. You just said chesiv mishal chilek shachamar. Mashma shen chesiv v'shen behemiz a shalach bam. This is the part of the teicha. Said the Gemara. You know why? Because e lav kroy said if it wouldn't have been the extra pasuk beber day acher, I would have thought hava mina oyha oha. V'shilach means only one kind of mazid. The question is which one? I would say oy regel. I can argue. We'd have a big argument. Some would say that regel. Zazino is considered the Ramban writes is worse teicher than the teicher. You're right. No Zazino. You're right. Yeah, but that, true. But the Ramban writes in Hazino that the teicher and Hazino is worse than the teicher we have.
Wouldn't you think Ashalach Bom in that pasuk means active only when you
no, yeah, but the teeth of animals, I'm gonna, they're gonna bite and everything else. So we see that it's a form of damage. We use the word Ashalach. So how do you know? So then, what do we have? So Mar's question was: so why can't the word Ashalach really include two kinds of damages? So Gemara, no, Ashalach is only one kind of damage. We can have an argument. So some are gonna say that it probably means regel because regel is much more common. Oy regel does zekim mazal. It probably means regel because that's the most common, and you have to be aware because your animal walks and tramples. Or Yishen, or others are going to say, no, maybe mean Shen, because the Yeshen al-Zeka. Why buy an animal, what can you do? But Shen, if the animal's enjoying it, you got to pay for it. Yeah, Mehdi, Fadi Gemara, why would you think that? Shkul in Hain, since they're both equal, in learned out from the word Vishallah, because we don't know which one to exclude, obviously we'd learn both from that. Otherwise, Teda would have been a bit more specific. So why can't we just learn Vishallah, we need to learn both? I would have thought, you're right, but Tzavka, I would have thought, Hani Mili, since we learn out from Shilach, I would thought, you know when you chayi for regel and shen? Only if you sent it. Hani Mili, heiched the shalach shluchi, only if you sent it. Avol ozle meila, but if it went on its own, Eloi, kamashlon, that's right. And what's saying? And therefore, we need another pasuk for Shen. We would, the way Rashi learns, we would have thought for Shilach, the only regal is if he sent. Shen, anyway, we don't know, makes no chiluk. But the Poyel, now that it says Shen, where it says no for Shilach, so we learn the regal from Shen, that makes no difference if he sent you a bunch of money. So. Okay, the Gemara continues now. We're trying to work out the tools now, and then we're going to say, does that papa mean the tool is regal and not like its origin? Tool of Shemai, what's a tool of Shen? Shen is enjoyment, it's chacha, because it's itchy, it has an itch, and it scratches against the warming wall, it destroys the wall. Or if a tin for paters, for example, it rolled on the paters because it has an itch and it's rolling over, and meanwhile it ruined all these paters for its own benefit. That's Shen. Furthermore, that's why should it be different? Maishno Shen. What's a Shen? Why are you paying for Shen? Because it's the teeth. The Yesh Hanolazek, it's a principle because it had pleasure. It's your possession and your responsibility. Nu Haninami, these two Yesh Hanolazek, and they're enjoying it. It's your responsibility. The tool of the Shen Keshen, a papa could not have been talking about the tool of Shen, because the tool is the Av. Lavaz, he called a papa to the regal, to the offspring of regal. Tool the regal mayi. What's the offspring of regal? Hezeka begufa derech lucha. If while the animal is walking, it causes damage with its body, like it pushes against the wall or something, for no benefit. Or beside derech lucha, things get tangled in its hair. And as a result of that, it drags on the ground and breaks it. B'shaliv sh'aleo, the saddle on it, or b'prum b'yosh l'piyah, the Muslim smile, b'zuch l'var the bell. Any of these things that while the animal's walking, part of the animal causes damage.
But there's no hanor to the animal.
Exactly. It just does it as while it's walking. This is ma'ishno regal. How's a different regal? What's regal? Is it the regal or is it the principle? The principle is azekim motzi, it's common. It's your responsibility and it's your possession. Nu hani nami azekim motzi, let's go back to Rapapa. So Rapapa made a comment that some of them the tools are not like it. Tool to the boy must be talking about tool to the boy. Very much tool to the boy. Let's analyze boy gufa. What is boy? Ilema of yud with tool to test. If you can tell me, that the of by boy it is tentvachim, and that because tentvachim, if you die there, you, the animal dies there, you chayiv less than tentvachim. If the animal dies, you potter only if the animal gets damaged, you chayiv. Is the av tentvachim and the tool is nine? Loy test ksivi, loy yuksivi. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah test. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah tentvachim. So therefore, which is the av, which is the tula? Himar holakasha. No, there is an av here. It says in the post about meisi eloi, and we assume how deep does a bird have to be for a meisi eloi? Ten tfachim. So the as if it's written clearly in the Torah, a meisi eloi, ten tfachim. But it doesn't say nine. We just say that nine, we're mapping from there, that nine doesn't kill, but it damages. Amar achmona v'kim l'rabon, yud av nimisa, tes nizikin av mila avdi. Forget about the saif. Ze av lemisa, v'ze av nizikin. If a shoy falls in the bar and dies nine tfachim deep, you're not responsible. But if it gets damaged, you're a chayv. And and therefore, it's as if the Torah wrote clearly that when it comes to misa, this is the av. But when it comes to nezikin, this is not the av. What is the av? Night walk. Whatever shaykh that can hurt. So therefore, there's no tool here. What's a tool of boy? No, I'll tell you what the tool of boy is. Not a boy, a pit in the ground. The avna, you place a stone, sakina, your knife, or masa, your package. You place it on the ground and people slip over it and fall on it and they hurt themselves on the package itself. The hezika, the package, not that they tripped over the thing and they landed on the ground. That's a machlekes with Rav Shmuel, chabota, and all that kind of. What's the? We'll see later. If it's the ear in the boy or is the ground itself? Because if it's the ear, then how come you chayve? Because here you fell directly onto the package itself. You tripped on it and you fell on it and it hurt you. Hey chidami. So what are we talking about? Idaf kerinu. If you made it hefke, which resembles boy completely. A pit in the ground doesn't belong to you, and these things you made hefkes belong to you. The main lavish mahal, but everyone agreed this is bar. It's not a tool of bar. Ella dvid lo yafkin imi hefke. We'll have them up. Next page. The very top. Next page. I know that's. But it's like a summary of the whole nezikin in these two pages. The Eid the Loy Afkarina, we're going to see later a machlekes in the Gemara. When I say later in two parakim, a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. If you don't make it hefker, according to Rav, if you don't make it hefker, that's not anymore boyer. That's shoyer. Shoyer is your possession. This is your possession. According to Shmuel, this is a boyer. It's a stumbling block. It makes no difference whether you own it or it's ownerless. That's not an important factor in this hezek. So that the Shmuel, that even if it's yours, it's still boy. It's a pit. It's you know, whatever. It's a pitfall. People get stumble. Hainu boy. This is boy. It's not a tool. The Eidle Rav, the Amakulam Mishayil Lamando. He says that this is very sure. If it's your possession and your responsibility, no hainu shayil. Again, it's not tool. Maishna boy. What do you mean? Go back to Shmuel. Why isn't it a tool? Because what is the principle of boy? Shechein tchilas asiyaz, and again, no right to do it in the first place. Building a boy in the middle of the street, you have no right. You have no right to place a package on the ground in the middle of the street. Just like over there, tchilas asiyaz and lenezi. From the very beginning, it was there only to hurt people. It's your responsibility. Nateshwari says, in the next few cases, it says, moinchas da lav davke, because boy. It's not your money, it's in the street. You just did a chagav. The main thing is your responsibility. He's in Hani Nami. And you put your pack on Nami. Tchilas Asi Yosin. As if the moment you put it on the ground, you had no right to. Umamon Choshmin Asalech, responsibility. Elotulu, the boy, Kibar, you're right. The same thing. They're not Asi Yosin and Nezik.
Yeah, but no, but I'm saying, so if the normal thing is animals go in the street, no. Right? And so it's not necessarily that they're prone to cause.
We're talking about animals.
We're talking about Avnei Sakina Masai. But you want to say it's either like a shoy or either.
No, no. Rav says that if you own it, then it's exactly like a shoy because it's your possession. Anything in your possession, you're responsible for. How do you know? Because shoy is your possession. That's what Rav says. Shmuel says the point here, the kud is not the ownership. The kud over here is the way, the style of damage. And therefore he says, whether you own it or not, it's exactly like a boy. You chatchil the place of the something. That's what Shmuel. So according to Shmuel, it's mamish boy. Ella tool to the boy kibay. You're right. Boy's tool is exactly like boy. He come at a papa said that tool to the mava. The next case the mission mava. But what is mava? Tell you machlek is mava is shen or mava is adam. Eli Shmuel dama mava is shen. Shmuel says mava is shen because it opens and closes, which is like teeth that opens and closes. Ho akim the we stabbed before that tool to shen kishen and naman aleph. We said that the tool to shen exactly the same because yesh handola zeka. Eli Rav dama mava is adam if Rav. And he talks about Odom. So tell me, what's an Av by Odom and what's a Tulda? My Av is my Tulda's Izbe. What's the Av? What's a Tulda? Vichitema Av is Ne. When you're up, you're an Av. and to the yashin, and to this when you're asleep. But not other mood, even if you're right that being up is an av and being asleep is a tulda, where Rashi learns, the fact is that the tulda you paid exactly the same thing as an av, makes no difference. So it's kiyaitzeben. The tulda is exactly like the av. Taisa learns that maybe they're sleeping is also an av.
So if you sleepwalking, you need to
damage. Yeah, totally. But learn later. Other mood, loyalim, bein air, bein yashin. No difference. Ella, maybe, you know what a tool is? Keichai v'neyai. It's bitten phlegm. Rashi hovi neyai means comes from your nose. But if you remember, we just learned the end of Kedushin, neyai there was from the, he said it from the lungs. That's the phlegm. I'm not sure why they don't bring it here, but that's what Rashi says. A taste says it learns a little bit differently. But it doesn't bring that there either. The taste all depends that neya is when you throw the spit. So it's not actively trying to garner some spit in your mouth. Not the spit, saliva there already. Anyway, hey, what did you do with the spit? Iba had it all you spat, and while the spit was being hurled in through the sky, come as a maski, let's say it ruined something. That's mamish, your energy. That's all the mamish. That's not a tulda. That's you. Ibasa denayich, if it after landed, no, that's boyer. If you did put the landing ground, that's like a stumbling block on the ground. Because spit has no, it doesn't belong to you. And if somebody slips because it's slippery or something, then that's mamish boyer. Because everyone agreed it's a hefker. Elutuldu the mava kemava. You're right. Let's move on. Vichik amara papa tuldu the eish. Tulda fire. Fedi gemara tulda eish maya. What? Let's examine that one. What's a tulda fire?
We still haven't defined mava though, have we?
We did. Machlek is rav shmul. If it's adam or whether it's shen. Whether it's Adam or Shen. Rav says it's Adam or Shmuel says Shen. We'll talk more about it in the bottom of the page. Ilema, what's fire? This knife and this peckle, not that you place on the ground, that's boy, but you threw it off the roof. So when you threw it off the roof, it's traveling. While it's traveling, it caused damage, which is like fire. Fire caused damage while it travels. You didn't throw it out on normal. Wind came and blew it off, which is like fire. You light a fire in your own house. You lit a fire in your own house, and the fire travels next door. You're chayiv. Because the wind, it's called the koyach acham uruboy, another element got involved. You're responsible because you should be more careful. We'll talk about that later. Chabez. Hey, Chadami. Iba had it as the kamaske if while it was traveling. It caused damage, then high no eish. It's mamish fire. What's eish? What's the definition of eish? Ma'ish na eish. The koyach achamur ben eish. You should have known that the wind, the general wind, will carry the fire. You should have known that. You should have known that when you throw a knife off, the wind carries it, and who knows where it'll end up. Umemoich, again, nothing to do with mamon. As Taisa says, I can go and light a fire with your matches, and I'm still responsible, even though it's not mine. That's your responsibility. Haninami. So what's this knife? Koyach achem uruben. It's your responsibility. El tulda deshkeish. You're right. The tulda fire, just like fire. Nu. So vichikom bara pape. Go back. A tulda de regel. You know what it is? Tulda regel. Forget about regel. Oh, kim the tulda regel. You said before that the tulda regel is regel. So we answer bechatzin nezik tzreidus. We have one unique halacha by regel, which is that a half of a nezik is that normally we said by Shem V'regel you pay your muad straight away because it's common, you should have been aware, and you pay Nezek Shalom. But if an animal's walking and pebbles go flying, and the pebble when it went flying caused damage, then Chatzin Nezek, sorry, the Halacha Mashina comes along and says you only pay Chatzin Nezek. What do you pay Chatzin Nezek? No, that's Halacha Mashina. No, wise. That's what Halacha Mashina is. When it comes to Chatzin Nezek, when it comes to chatzin nezik by an animal goring, we'll have a machlekes more a papa later in Avuna, whether chatzin nezik is knos or mamayna. Mamayna means that min hadin really should have paid the whole nezik, but we decided to make it half. Chatzin nezik knos means really you have to pay nothing, but we can't cancel you because you should be more careful. If you remember the Alter Rebbe there, when the Snagdim said the Baal Shem Tov can't learn, and Alter Rebbe heard it, he went over to them and he gave them a pupil 3 hours on chatzin nezik knos one side. And then when he finished, he says, this is a tata I heard from Mizrish Magi from Baal Shem Tov. That only explains our papa's opinion. Are you ready now to hear the other opinion? And they said that you're breaking our kelim, we can't take it anymore. On this dafka, on this sugi of Chatzin Nezer Tzreides. Chatzin Nezer by Tam. Chatzin Nezer Tzreides, the Hilchus, the Gemilah, Allah, Majusinai. So here is different than the Av. The Av of Regel, you pay Nezik Shalom. And here you pay only Chatzin Nezik. Here you have a case of Tulav Yeshman. So what way is it like Regel? This is more like Keren, causing throwing stones and causing damage. Why is it Regel Bechal? And not only that, since you don't pay the same amount as Regel, why is it called Regel? And the Gemara L'shalim min Ali, it has another din that you pay the full, the chiluk in tam and everything else that tam pays from the animal itself. So if the animal itself that caused the damage is worth $100, it caused $600 worth of damage, and you pay only half $300, he doesn't pay $300, he only pays $100. Because the chitzei is a chai, remember the pasuk says a long Rashi explaining. Basically, by a tam, you don't pay more than the value of your own animal. When it comes to Shem V'Regel, you pay Meitav Ha'aretz, Meitav Karma, Meitav Yishalim. We don't care what your value is. And here you pay Meitav. Freddy Mora, it's a Teisha already asked, what's the Svara? So Teisha says, Chatzin Nezik, what is it? Let's go back. But the boy Rava had a question. The boy Rava had a question. Chatzin Nezik Tzreides, the Chatzin Tzreides is Megufi Mishalim, or Aliyah Mishalim. Rava himself had such a question, whether you pay from itself or you pay from the properties. Rav had no question. That's why it's a tool of Regel. So according to Rav, it could very well be it's a tool of Keren. But according to Rav Papa, it's a tool of Regel. And therefore, it's a tool of Lav Ki Eitzben. According to Rav, it's taken not sure. Maybe you only pay half an ezek. You know, my call it a tool of Regel. In what way is it aligned to Regel? The point of Mishuz Rabim, that if a Regel and Shen have one cooler, that you put in the Mishuz Rabim. And that, he says, you look like Regel, that it's a Chayiv. Yeah, why? Because Rava had no question there. Minah didn't have to pay Nezik Shalom. Came along Halacha Mishina and made it weaker. So the Chiddush was to make it weaker. We on our own are not going to make it more lenient. There's a big rush over here, and a big machlek is older than Shainim. It says over here that Regel is Patan Shus Rabim. What happens if the animal was walking in Shus Rabim, a pebble went flying, but it landed in a Shus Yachid? Do we look at where it came from, or do we look at where it landed? Exactly. No, Asia Tatus clearly. You light a fire your own thing and it goes out. Yeah. But here, the Gemara says that it's Yachati Nezik, but your potter is Rabim. So what happened? Animals walking is Rabim. And the stone went flying, but it landed in the Shazayachim. Big Machlek is, you can imagine all the Chreinim, they go to the town with this. Like the Gemara, said the Gemara, okay, you just said before, let's go through a Machlek. My mother, what exactly is mother? Rav, or mother is the other mother means a person. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel said, Mavah Zeh Hashem is a tooth. Rav, or Mavah Zeh Adam, where does Adam come through? It says, Omar Shemi, the Abish said, Osa Boike, the Boike in the morning will come, the Gam Laila, and Osa the night, Im Tivoyin Boy, if you want to dive to me and ask me for tshuva, I'll give you tshuva. So what are we talking about? Who are we talking about? People. So we find the word Boyu by people. So Mavah means people. Comes along, Shmuel says, no, Mavah Zeh Hashem, why is Mavah Shem? The Chsiv, it says, Eich nechbesu Esav. How can they search for Esav? Nivu matzpainav, he'll reveal all of his treasures. So we see my master. What do you see from here? That means teeth. Kedem etagim Rabbi Yosef. Eich din is balish Esav. How do we reveal Esav? Is galyim matmurai, will reveal his treasures. And what part of a body is revealed sometimes and sometimes concealed? The teeth. Right? You put food in your mouth, your teeth are revealed, and then you start chewing. You close your mouth. Your mother always tells you, close your mouth when you're chewing. So therefore, that it's sometimes hidden revealed. No, Fetty Mor, but Taisa says he kept talking Rabbi Yosef. Don't learn like those people who said Rabbi Yosef was blind and you're not Dvorin Shabbiksav. You now say about Peh. So therefore, he knew Tagum. So it says he can't say that because we have a pasuk Eis Lasa Lashem Efeirasecha. That sometimes you're allowed to write down the Gemara because they had no choice. Since he was blind, he had no choice. He definitely would be able to say Psukim. So the only reason why Targum is because Targum gives you many explanations. He was a bucky with Targum because he gives him many explanations. Other places it says because he was blind. And Rav, my time long Shmuel. Why does Rav learn like Shmuel that Boyu means per people? Amloch miktani niva. In that pasuk, it doesn't say niva. It says mava. He makes. Ushmuel. Niva means that he himself changed. He became a Baal Tshuva. Mava means he's chewing something else, which sounds more like an animal chewing other food. If you're talking about the person changing, but doing tshuva, talking about tshuva, it's just a niva that he changed. Therefore, in the Mishnah, they use the word maveh, which means you're causing on somebody else. Can't be talking about tshuva, it's talking about something that causes other teeth, biting. Ushmul, my time alone, Rav. Ushmul, why is this like Rav? Amalach, he says, you're taking it to my teeth, and you learn from a pasuk where it says, Miktani, Rav, you say, sorry, Rav says Adam. So Rav says, Adam. Why does it look like Shmuel where it says Nivu? So he says, because by teeth it says Nivu. The pasuk with teeth and Nivu revealed. It itself was revealed. And it says Himave. And Shmuel, why does it look like Rav? Shmuel, it says it means teeth. Why does it mean a person? Miktani Boya. And the pasuk where you're bringing it from, it says Boya. And if the Boyu, if the Mishnah was talking about a person, and from that pasuk, it just said Boyu. Mehdi, so clear, Kroyi, Loikim, Mardaikiv, Loikim, Mardaikiv, neither one, the Mishnah is using a word, not Nivu and not Boyu. Obviously, it means something else. Is Rav my time like Shmuel? Obviously, something else. Tana, we learn, you know why? The Mishnah says, Shoy, Boy, Mada, the Heaven. Rav said, when the Mishnah says Shoy, it includes all the different possible damages of Shoy, including Shen, including Dagel, including Kedon. So what's left with Mada? Must be Yodam. Tana, Shoy, the Chol Mil, the Shoy. Shoy includes everything that in Shoy. Shmuel Nami, Shmuel also Hatani Le Shoyd. Shmuel, it says Shoyd. Why would the mission repeat itself? Shoyd and then Mabe. Omar Rav Yehuda, Tana Shoyd Le Karna Mabe Le Shinoi. Rav Yehuda says that according to Shmuel, Shoyd means Keren and what do you call it? And Mabe means Shen. Why doesn't say that? We'll see later in the Gemara. That's included in the last line of the Mishnah. And therefore, and why he learned, and therefore we need to understand when the Mishnah says Loi Roi Mabe Kroi Shoy Loi Roi Shoy Mabe. What exactly are the differences? The Hachikav according to Shmuel. If according to Rav, it's Shoy versus Adon, very different kind of Hazekim. You can't learn one from another. But according to Shmuel, we're talking about two within Shoy itself, Kedon and Shen. Why can't you learn from another? You can't learn Keren. Keren has no pleasure, therefore maybe you have to pay. We would have thought Shein off to pay. And interesting, here suddenly the Gemara thinks that Hanol Azeka is an excuse to be putter. Later Gemara asks why. And Tez explains, as if to say, I couldn't control him. The animal, of course the animal enjoys it, I have no control. The animal doesn't enjoy it, I can control. That's the Gemara going to ask the next line. That's the next line Gemara. You'll learn that tomorrow in the Gemara. We'll ask the question, Ma. Okay, we'll stop here. And see you tomorrow.